Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
News today.
People that are boys,
and I don't know what that is. Never seen one of those before.
There are people whose gender might be a little bit of both, or might even be neither.
Some public schools and libraries invite drag queens. Some dress like horned demons to read to young children.
Parents' rights are limited, and children's rights are put ahead. So the child has the right to be protected from the parents when the parents behave badly.
What? Yeah, that child molester just messed with the wrong preschooler. Yeah.
What makes you think he's a child molester?
Oh, he's a child molester, believe me. Every child molester I've ever met looks just like that.
And make gay little babies for the whole human race. Make a world we can live in where the one who you love's not an issue.
We'll convert your children.
What?
Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. You can keep them from disco. What about San Francisco?
And then you have talk show stars like Joe Rogan who just wing it, who make it up as they go along. And because figures like Rogan are trusted by people that don't trust real newsrooms, we have attention, a problem that's much bigger than Spotify, much bigger than any single platform, Kate. But that's what's at the heart of this.
Damn it. Everything on TV sucks.
It's Alex Jones.
Cool.
Territorial!
Cool.
We're gonna fire your ass!
Fire! Fire!
InfoWars.
InfoWars.
The line. Get that through your damn head. Stop pushing your.
A few minutes later.
We're gonna beat your ass. You just get that through your stinking traitorous heads. But I will stomp your head in if you start a fight with me, you thug scum. You think I'm a coward like you?
Three days later.
Whoa. I just got invited to give the commencement address at Harvard this year.
That's amazing.
I'm gay.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
There. Let's go get that.
All right.
Do you get to wear the hat and everything?
Yeah, you bet.
Don't worry.
Hello?
Enemy! You are my enemy!
You will pay. Yeah, you think I don't see your face, scum? You don't think I don't see you? I see you, you understand me? I know what you think of me and my family. I see you right back. You understand that? You understand that?
Whoa. That was cool the way he like InfoWars.com.
Remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock. 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, rising like the phoenix, Laura Loomer has been one of the most censored people, probably the most censored woman in the world. Warned about the big tech censorship, was targeted, but she has risen like the phoenix and outreaches millions of people a day. And I just see a lot of the amazing things she's doing out there. And this New York judge, this crypt keeper, meets a zombie, has gagged Trump when he says, hey, I don't get a jury, the judge has found me guilty, why isn't there a jury? You're gagged. Or, hey, your chief law clerk's talking bad about me hanging out with George Soros. Gagged. Next time Trump speaks out, he says he's going to jail. No jury, just a judge. So Laura Loomer noticed that the Twitter, reportedly of his wife, attacking Trump was up there. Now, it's since been locked down. She's denying it's her Twitter, but then Loomer was on a show last night. Reportedly, the same person was there going after her then. This is a big deal. But I did some searching and digging into this. Laura, and again, it just shows how they're all rabidly attacking. Letitia James having press conferences every day, attacking Trump, but then Trump's not supposed to have his own press conferences. Mistrial. Well, it should be a mistrial because it's not a jury. Wife of New York judge presiding over Trump trial. Presiding over Trump trial? He's the judge, jury, and executioner. Allegedly sharing anti-Trump social media posts. We have those. The account's now been locked down. We'll put the images of those up on screen for people. But Laura, great investigative work, one of your many exploits. Tell us what's going on here.
Yeah, well, thanks so much, Alex, for having me on again. And as you know, the left and the DOJ are desperate to do anything they can to stop President Trump from becoming president yet again. And we see that they've weaponized the government so much through all of these ridiculous sham trials that are now taking place all across the country, efforts to remove him from the ballot. And one of them is his civil fraud case that's taking place in New York City, where they're trying to accuse him of committing financial fraud and overvaluing, right, his properties, including Mar-a-Lago. And so this judge who's overseeing this trial, his name is Arthur Engoron. He's a leftist. He has documented political donations to Democrats. He has allowed for the media into the courtroom where he's, you know, smiled on camera with Letitia James and has made nasty comments about President Trump being a bad person. He's gagged President Trump. He has issued a gag order against President Trump's attorneys. And I've been investigating him, and I released a report live on my show the other night, and it was about his newsletter in which I uncovered his personal writings where he once said in January of this year that he was a free speech absolutist, Alex. And so how can you call yourself a free speech absolutist if you're going to then gag the president of the United States and then also gag his family and his attorney? So essentially he has no way to defend himself. And while I was doing this, his wife just couldn't control herself, and she was attacking me and Congressman George Santos on my show. And so it caught my attention, of course, because I was already aware of her Twitter account to begin with and had been doing an investigation. And I was, you know, I'd just been waiting to see when I was going to release all this information, because this judge has a newsletter, Alex. It's called the Wheatley Alumni School Association Newsletter. And he tries to pretend like this is an academic publication, but he controls it. And there's hundreds of editions of it. And I've actually gone through and archived all of them. And I've, you know, pieced together very damning information, evidence that shows that he's in violation of his code of conduct. And this was just the icing on top of the cake, Alex, because his wife then started saying, oh, Trump's going to go to prison. And you could see the day that he was testifying, which is, of course, the time that I interviewed George Santos, is when she started posting these really nasty tweets. You see, her name is Dawn Marie Angoron, and she's made attacks on me. She's made attacks on Trump, the children who have had to testify.
But isn't she now denying it's her Twitter, though it looks like it is her Twitter?
Well, it's her Twitter, and she locked it down, of course, because I've been watching this for a while.
Wait a minute, a Democrat is lying? Oh, that's hard to believe.
So not only did she lock her account, Alex, but I also exposed the son of the judge, because as I uncovered as well, and I showed this through photographic evidence, Arthur Angoron has allowed for his son to get preferential seating in the courtroom. And so why does this matter? Well, his son, Ian Angoron, is a lawyer at a law firm in New York that focuses on shareholder activism for Democrats. And so it's like this boutique law firm called Olsham Law Firm. And yet the son is an advocate for these shareholders who are, I guess, investing in causes according to political trend lines, and hiring this law firm for which Ian is also an employee of, depending on, you know, how they want to, I guess, invest their money as it relates to brands that are following ESG. And it's political activism. And so you have to ask yourself, how does this benefit this guy if he works at a law firm focused on political activism and, you know, Democrat shareholders? If your father is the judge overseeing President Trump's civil fraud trial, don't you think that that's going to give you some type of financial benefit in terms of the type of clients that come to you?
You're doing great work, Laura Loomer, at Loomer.com, exposing this. But aren't we putting the cart before the horse or missing the forest for the trees here? The judge found Trump guilty. There's no jury. The thing is a sham from the beginning. Of course, he's a virulent anti-free speech guy. He gave speeches to university students, you know, a few years ago saying, I ignore the law and I ignore juries. Well, now he's gotten rid of juries altogether. This is a kook. This is a political operative. This is a Marxist-Leninist monster.
He is a political operative, and my investigation into his family further exposes that, because it seems like it appears that his son is benefiting financially by getting this prioritized seating in the courtroom. And who knows, you know, how his son is exploiting the fact that his father is the judge overseeing this case, given his position in this law firm. And then, of course, that's why they're doing it.
He'll be rewarded if the Democrats continue to have dictatorship. They'll make this guy Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, and they'll reward his son probably with lucrative legal contracts. And then the wife, of course, locked her account. And then the son, after I exposed him, he actually deleted his LinkedIn. And so I see that your production team has that pulled up right there. You can see the video. The entire family has locked their accounts and is scrubbing, actively scubbing their social media following the release of my investigation.
Which again, it's Laura Loomer again exposing it all. Where is even the conservative or patriot media, and where is the controlled corporate media? Zero. Not there. That's why they want you shut down.
And also, Scott Adams released a video in which he says he thinks that my investigation could lead to a mistrial in the case of President Trump. So how amazing would that be, right? And you see, shame on the Republican Party, because for years, Alex, they stood by and they silenced me, they silenced you. They did nothing to help. And
let's talk about this lunatic judge. I mean, this is a real kook.
Yes, and the Republicans haven't done anything to address this, but Congressman Santos referred my investigative report about Arthur Angoron to the GOP House Oversight Committee, and following that, Elise Stefanik just issued a formal complaint this morning against Judge Arthur Angoron. And so the guy is a complete radical leftist. He hates President Trump. I also uncovered photos from his newsletter that appears to show him with employees from the New York State court system and a very heavy set black woman in the corner who is intentionally trying to avoid being caught on camera appears to be Letitia James, who is, of course, the New York
Well, we have Letitia James running around saying, I get elected, I destroy Trump. That's my mission.
Yeah, and Arthur Engelhardt is having pool parties with her.
She tried to deny this week she ever said that.
Yeah, we have it on tape, just like we have all the archives of his newsletter. We have his wife's Twitter account. And look, Alex, you know this. Why do people lock their accounts? Why would this lady care if people saw her anti-Trump posts before, right? There's thousands of these posts. She's followed by high-profile Democrats like the Krasensteins that are notorious anti-Trump operatives online. They're able to make $20,000 a month from Elon Musk because of the anti-Trump nonsense that they post online, okay? Meanwhile, like, I barely make anything, and I'm pro-Trump, right? And so the reality is, Alex, is that you have this account that is clearly operating in a very unethical manner because her husband is the judge overseeing Trump's trial. She's followed by high-profile Democrat operatives that we know are tied to the Democrat Party and people who have been accused of receiving funding from the Democrats for their posts as well. And yet she locks her account. Why? If you're so proud about your views, why are you locking your account? It's because they know how bad this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Because they're too dangerous, but they're the ones pushing the world to war because they're acting like they're CIA operatives or commandos, and they're not even that. They want total power. They're megalomaniacal, yeah. Crazy people.
Yeah, they are. And look, I think that President Trump recognizes this as well. I mean, I'm not going to speak for him, but just today, I know that Don Jr. did a podcast, and people were writing in questions to the president's son's podcast about this. And they even said, oh, Laura Loomer is like really doing so much to support your father. She should be press secretary. And Don Jr., I believe your team has the clip as well, even said, yeah, Laura Loomer should be press secretary. Maybe we should make her press secretary. Could you imagine that? Press secretary Laura Loomer. I really like the sound of that, Alex.
Well, I saw the great rally that had way more viewers than the Republican Keebler Elf debate, as Steve Bannon calls him. I saw you up there and Trump, and I saw Roseanne Barr. Very, very exciting. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I went to the Trump rally the other night, and I was a special guest, and I wasn't expecting this at all. But during President Trump's speech, he actually gave me a special shout out, and he said that I've been taking the nation by storm, and that my reports are fabulous. And he thanked me in front of everybody in Miami from the stage. So it was really nice. You know, obviously, it feels good to be recognized for my work. And it's great that, you know, that President Trump is now, it appears to be, really embracing his loyalists, because we saw for so long there were so many gatekeepers in the first administration who worked overtime, it seemed, to block loyalists, right? And people who really honestly had President Trump's back because of lies, right? The lies from Media Matters and the lies
totally
from the radical left.
I totally agree, Laura.
And
let
I think now
this.
They realize it. They see that it's all a bunch of lies, right? They realize that, oh, it's not true. And everything I said turned out to be true, too. I mean, look at the way Hamas is now coming across our borders, and we have members of Congress that are openly supporting, another Holocaust for the Jewish people. And, I mean, just like this total glorification of and propaganda machine to make it seem like the Palestinians are victims when they're just bloodthirsty to eradicate Jews and Israel. I mean, this is all the stuff that I was originally banned for saying years ago, and everything I've said about these jihadists is completely true. So,
well,
again,
you were first banned for
like
going after Ilhan Omar and the rest of them. Why do you think the left has embraced the most radical forms of Islam? And I'll criticize Israel, not all of Israel, but large parts of Israel's government are saying, send the Gazan refugees here. Hell no.
Well, look, if these Palestinians are such innocent people like the Palestinian people want you to believe, how come nobody wants them? Right? I mean, how come none of the 55 Muslim countries wants these people? Nobody wants them. Nobody wants the people in Gaza. I mean, nobody wants to accept these people because they're terrorists and they're terrorist supporters. And people will say, you can't say that all Palestinians are terrorists. Well, when 80% of the people of Gaza openly admit that they support and voted for Hamas to represent them, that's an endorsement of the attacks on Israel. Okay, the Hamas.
All we need to know, even if Israel's not perfect, and some people are mad at Israel, and it's, any government's got problems. The bottom line is the most evil George Soros left is embracing the Islamicists, and this is dangerous, and this is disgusting.
They've been doing it for years. The guy who's in charge of our intelligence at the National Security Council, okay, I exposed this on day one of Joe Biden assuming power, Alex, is a guy by the name of Maher Bitar. He's a jihadist. He is an open, Jew-hating, pro-Hamas, pro-Hezbollah Muslim, who is literally in charge of our intelligence directives at the National Security Council.
No, that's right. And so what's behind the scenes with the left? What is this sick Islamic alliance they've got going? What's their end game?
Well, they've been doing it for a while. It's called the Red Green Access. This is what I got banned for exposing when I went after Ilhan Omar and the fact that, you know, she's a Trojan horse who's here to basically help implement Sharia and an Islamic caliphate here in America. And they want to completely destroy the United States of America and erode the Constitution and replace it with Islamofascism and Marxism. And that's exactly what we're witnessing have happened here. And now you're starting to see the Islamists clash with the radical left because
exactly. But that's my point.
My enemy is my enemy, right? The enemy of my enemy is my friend until we also want to surpass my enemy. And so the Muslims are now realizing, you know, these communists in Antifa were pretty useful in the beginning of our efforts to establish an Islamic caliphate. But we can't have a bunch of trannies running around and we can't have a bunch of loudmouth women saying things. And we can't have a bunch of women, you know, walking around with their breasts out and their vaginas open. No, we need to get these women in a burqa and we're going to throw the homosexuals off the building and we're going to hang them from cranes. So now you're starting to even see the Muslims have clashes with some of these leftists who the left thought were their ally because, you know, they're in for a rude awakening.
These queers
for Palestine and Jews for Palestine are starting to realize what's really in the Quran. And I would correct you, Alex, and when you said the most radical elements of Islam, I would say there's only one version of Islam. There is. There's only one version of Islam. And anybody who tries to say that you can interpret Islam or that there's different varying degrees of Islam, they're lying to you. There's only one Quran. And if you try to interpret or misinterpret or reform the Quran, you will be killed. You will literally be beheaded in a Muslim country as an apostate. And so we need
Let me get a word in here. All I'm saying is there's legitimate criticisms of Israel and any other major nation. It's different politics, different policies, different groups. A lot of Jews in Israel, you know, are fighting with each other right now. So it's not a monolith. But Israel and the Islamists is apples and oranges. And there are some people that are practicing Muslims that actually, I think, don't want open war and don't want to expand things. And Saudi Arabia has backed off funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS. I'm not saying that, that we should take the snake to our breast. All I'm saying is that I don't want to hear from any politicians, whether they're at Breitbart or Democrat, Republican, Israeli, American, whoever, that if they're too dangerous for Israel to take, we shouldn't be taking these, quote, refugees.
I've been saying that for a while, and that's why I think that, you know, more Americans, I'm kind of shocked to see how many people on the right are, you know, trying to have these sympathetic views towards the Palestinians, because the next thing that's going to happen is, oh, we need to bring those people here. They're innocent. You know, look at what Israel did. They destroyed their home. They flattened Gaza. So where are they supposed to go? That's a manipulation tactic intended to get Americans on board with having massive refugee resettlements ahead of the 2024 election. Okay. And you don't have to have a majority of a population in order to conquer a nation. Okay. You don't need to have majority of America be Muslim in order for the Islamists to have a complete successful takeover.
This is important because in Europe, on average, they're 10% of the population, but they're all unified, 90% on average. They can be activated by Erdogan or anybody to literally go crazy and burn stuff down. So they're a minority in each country, but together they form a majority.
Yeah, and it's called the Ummah. It's called the One World Islamic Order, okay? Just like you have the New World Order, you have the One World Islamic Order, the Ummah. And the fact that these people are trying to implement an Islamic caliphate, you saw that they were literally scaling the walls of the White House, okay? And nobody did anything to stop them. Why were those people not shot on sight? You know, if you try to climb the wall of the White House and penetrate the perimeter, you should be shot on sight by Secret Service. That is not an incitement to violence.
If a Republican did it, they would shoot you.
They would shoot the MAGA Republicans if we tried to scale the wall. So why are they not shooting the jihadists that are trying to scale the wall? They shot Ashley Babbitt. They assassinated that woman inside the United States Capitol, and yet they allow for a Hamas direction. All of Rashida Tlaib's
jihadi. I hear you.
LauraLoomer.com.
Join us again soon to cover the election and more. Steve Bannon's coming up. Thank you so much, Laura Loomer. Loomer.com. You're exploding and doing a great job, and I'm glad their attempts to suppress you have failed. You are truly a success story, a phoenix, a fighter, a maverick. Laura Loomer, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Alex.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic, You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Jones, the kinetic war starting to build. You and I have already, why, I don't know why we had these bases all over the place in Iraq, and Iraq is now Persian controlled. David Ignatius told us that the other day. He said Tony Blinken, such a hero, being of Jewish descent, such a hero, going to Baghdad, where to meet with the Shiite militias that control Iraq. We've given Iraq away after $7 trillion and 6,000 dead and 50,000 combat casualties, right? How many Marines were there in Fallujah and Najaf and in First Fallujah on the 248th birthday commemoration of the United States Marine Corps? You feeling good now? But so make this make sense to me, Alex. How are we so quickly getting pulled into a kinetic war at the same time our leaders who took money from the CCP, took cash money, and we have not subpoenaed him. We have not gotten any information out. You got Comer. How about this? How about just cut your Fox hits in half? Just cut them in half. You can still go on, but just cut them in half because you're on every show. Just cut them in half, and why don't you do your job? And Jim Jordan, you know, don't take the jacket off me breaking down on a wrestling thing. Just do your job. Then he wouldn't be able to go to San Francisco. If you'd done your job and had the frickin' information out, he wouldn't be able to go to San Francisco and kowtow, because the whole nation would say, well, this guy took cash money from the Chinese Communist Party. How can he do it? The reason he can do it, you don't have the information out. This is quite evident. They're laughing in your face. You've had it forever. This is gutless McCarthy, and these guys are tied up in Jordan taking money from big tech. And who's going to be out there? All of Jordan's donors and big tech are going to be out there at $20,000 a plate rubbing up on Xi. Right? Tell them how great things are. Alex Jones.
Well, you've nailed it in the last few months. The United States is being walked into a three-front war. We already have it in Ukraine. We have it in the Middle East. It's going hot in China. And the truth is, the Communist Chinese Party, allied with BlackRock and allied with Klaus Schwab and all the rest of them, are on Team China. And our country has been sold out. And you've got this Harvard lawyer class that's more obsessed with persecuting the American people and saying the number one threat is white supremacy and, you know, suppressing the shooter's manifesto from Nashville and running around with all of their drag queen story times and trying to have wokeism in the U.S. military. This is not by accident. The United States is being degraded and basically being pushed down in a slow decline program to make way for the global government, where China is the dominant force allied with other socialist and communist governments like Justin Trudeau's in Canada and what we see in the European Union. So this is a totalitarian corporate axis of evil headed up by BlackRock and the private central banks and the whole Obama economist model. When you read what the liberal Rothschilds want and what's in the Economist, they tell you, and it's fund the Muslim Brotherhood, fund Hamas, fund Hezbollah, make deals with Iran in a larger plan they have to divide up the world. And so they now admit that the Russians have defeated Zelensky and NATO in Ukraine, and now Israel's walked into a trap that's energized the world basically against them. So they're losing the info war, and China is winning the info war. They own, as you know, four of the six big production Hollywood houses. They fund the wokeism and the race war in America. They don't just fund colleges with their computers.
But hang on. The Chinese Communist Party is winning the Israelis. And by the way, the IDF, they're going to keep grinding it out in Gaza with Hamas. I think we can take that as a given. Okay, they're not going to back off. They got their backs up on this thing, and they're going to take care of business there. But the information war, it's look at TikTok. TikTok, I think it's a billion, you know, things on the social justice for Palestine, and nothing from the Israelis. It's not even being suppressed. It's not even being put up there. TikTok is the way you get to these kids. Every one of those kids that are in New York City grade schools and high schools that walked out yesterday and protested and showed up in the lobby with the adults in the New York Times, that's all driven by TikTok, Alex Jones. And that's a clear Chinese Communist Party information platform.
Exactly. I want to be 100% clear. I hate saying China and their allies at BlackRock are winning, but they are. The United States almost woke up the last few years and almost realized that we're being taken over, and China almost got defeated because of President Trump and yourself and others that understood what was really going on, and, you know, the great American Chinese dissidents that live here in America that understand how real this threat is, and they're trying to bring that same tyranny here. So I'm just stating the facts to the FBI, the Justice Department, and all these lawyers and all these establishment people that their enemy is not the American people. Their enemy is the Chi-Coms and the globalists that are maneuvering this country into basically a second-tier status. And sure, we'll have nuclear weapons, but so does Pakistan. So does that make them a first-tier nation? No, it doesn't. America and our cities and our culture and our currency, all of it is degrading. We are in a serious crisis, and we have a very corrupt establishment that will make all the deals that any totalitarian that they can find, but will not do anything to shore up even their own power base because they have a chip on their shoulder against the Midwest and against conservatives and against veterans, and they instinctively still believe their own brainwashing that they finance the universities, that America is the target. So they're blowing their own feet off in an attempt to secure their power base here, and that creates a vacuum where all these other groups see a chance to come in. And I agree, Israel's going to win in Gaza in the physical kinetic war, wiping out most of the Hamas and Hezbollah-backed people that are there. But in the information war, notice the corporate media will act like they're pro-Israel just as a icing.
Yeah.
But when you dig into the heart of it, all the big corporations, Hollywood, the left, they're lining up against Israel and against America. Yeah. There is a giant double cross here that sends chills up my spine.
No, this is where in Thucydides, the Peloponnesian War, this is where the term Pyrrhic victory came from. It was in Syracuse, which was like the Vietnam of their day. They won that conflict, that part of the overall global war they were fighting. But it was a Pyrrhic victory. And winning that, they had so many casualties and so much diversion that they lost the overall war. That's what they called it, a Pyrrhic victory.
World War One.
This is what,
The British Empire started World War One, and you know, so they were kind of the bad guys in World War One, in my view. You know, World War Two, obviously Hitler was the bad guy, and the Kaisers weren't perfect, the Austro-Hungarian Empire. But the Germans were dominating in industry and science, and the British newspapers had thousands of headlines, the German problem. How do we defeat the Austro-Hungarian Empire? So they basically assassinated the Archduke Franz Ferdinand, had that domino effect, but then it was World War One that ended up killing most of the British Empire's power. That was a Pyrrhic victory, and that's a perfect analogy that you bring up with the original Pyrrhic victory and then others we've seen over the years. This is an absolute Pyrrhic victory, and so the question is, how do we get the leadership that's in our government, like Jim Jordan and like others, that should be fighting this and should be talking about it, to stop sucking at the you-know-what, the tit of big tech that is totally in bed with Xi Jinping? These people need to be arrested. I mean, go back 6 years ago. Headline in Reuters. Apple gives the code keys to all Apple devices in the world to China. And they had Tim Cook in the article going, well, when you do business in China, that's what you do. Oh, so remember, Google wouldn't give AI to the U.S. military and the Pentagon, but they would do an AI project with Xi Jinping. These people are in bed with totalitarians. They love it. You have these different sports team owners that say, I don't care if there's 3 million Uyghurs in slave camps in China. Yeah. These people are idiots. They're Neville Chamberlains. They think just because the Chinese communists buy them off and give them sex operatives and kiss their asses that they're dealing with a 6,000-year-old culture that's playing a long game, and the dumbass liberal Harvard lawyers think that they're organizing all this and they're really in charge. But look around you dumbass New World Order people. You're destroying your own power base. And then trying to destroy the American people because you see us contending for the power over Washington when you're running the whole country in the ground, and soon it won't be worth anything. They've got to be stopped. They're incompetent idiots.
Got to be stopped in all the swing states. I'll get to that in a little while. Talking about stop, yesterday I played the clips. On you know, today's the 248th anniversary commemoration of the birth of our legendary Marine Corps, United States Marines, the Junior Navy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
He's gone. We should have done it immediately. It should be every night, and just the information war should be out there, so that it would be politically impossible for Joe Biden to even consider getting on the plane. That meeting in San Francisco is a testament to the fecklessness of the Republican Party. They're just a bunch of, I know this, they're just a bunch of hapless, gormless. They're all about risk mitigation. And risk mitigation is smart. You got to think that through. But they never want to kind of take the punch. They don't have the courage to go, we have to go there. We have to go there. This audience, how many long odds have we fought on this show in the last couple of years? How many long odds? In one. How many? Think about it. You got to take that. Hey, were some of these victories perfect? No, they weren't. Study the history of warfare. You think everything that led up to the victory in World War II were all perfect victories? No, they were not. And there were tons of defeats in there. And in the Civil War. And in the Revolution. Alex Jones, by the way, so get the app and download it. And get to Grace and Mo. And Grace is going to give a seminar. We're going to do some sort of breakout at the Turning Point Amfest, which you got to go to, 16th and 19th in Phoenix. Got to go to that. We're going to be there. The whole team's coming. We're going to try to have breakout sessions, get to know you. I'll get it up this afternoon, or maybe with time remaining, if I can get the poster. Grace is going to do a breakout session about how to actually use it to the ultimate, because it's a very powerful tool. Alex,
We do have some good news about fighters and about people that we had to have their back. Walk us through what's happened over the last day or two that you've been working on relentlessly.
Well, we all know they tortured many of the J6 defendants, even people that just walked into the Capitol and never even touched anybody or even yelled. And then we saw what happened to Oath Keepers, totally being railroaded by the kangaroo courts there in D.C. And then we saw what happened to the Proud Boys, people like Joe Biggs. They called it terrorism for shaking a fence. That's the terrorism, basically, designation conviction. And so after his conviction, Joe Biggs particularly, you know, Army veteran, Purple Heart winner, you name it, really a war hero. They called it terrorism for shaking a fence. That's the terrorism, basically, designation conviction. And so after his conviction, Joe Biggs particularly, you know, Army veteran, Purple Heart winner, you name it, really a war hero. And former InfoWars reporter years ago, he disappeared. And maybe once every 3-4 weeks, he'd be able to talk to his family members, but he hadn't been able to talk to his lawyer, who's also my lawyer, Norm Pattis, who's a great constitutional lawyer. And so then he finally got a call out last week, and people got a hold of me who actually talked to him. And then I later confirmed that this did happen, and now his lawyer's been able to talk to him. I talked to Norm this morning. That after we all talked about this, and after they talked about it in Congress some, they also talked about Owen Schroyer, one of my reporters, who's in solitary confinement for just being at the Capitol, and the judge said in the sentencing order, they gave three examples, the feds tattled and said, here's three times this summer, and they gave a transcript where Owen Schroyer still says the election was stolen. So they're saying, we're giving you jail time for your speech, just flagrantly, but he didn't get 20-something years like Joe Biggs. So Joe disappears into this labyrinth. They move him to more than 15 different facilities. That's called dieseling, where they drive you for up to 20 hours a day in box handcuffs that the manufacturer says you should only put on somebody for 3 hours. They use that when they're transporting people that are in supermax prisons or are psychotic mass murderers or Al-Qaeda. And so it can, you know, I mean, it can make you lose your hands, basically. They tortured him for the last month or so with these box handcuffs. They would go put him and other J6 convicts now in buses and say, we're going to move them and just park them there out in the parking lot all day long. They would take their clothing away, throw them in their underwear into rooms together, up to 15 at a time. They would feed them. In some cases, every 2 days, they get one piece of pizza. They'd get maybe a cup of water a day, literally not giving them any of medicines, any prescriptions they had, in a black hole. So when we learned about this, and I called you and called a few other people, and the story got out, and I had his lawyer on yesterday and some other folks on my show at about 11:30 Central, by 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and this comes directly from Biggs, they come and get him, they put him in a car, and they drive him from Georgia to Talladega Federal Prison, which is his final destination, where he'll reportedly be for now decades. And they gave him food and gave him a bed and a jail cell. And then they didn't put the box handcuffs on him. They put regular handcuffs on him. And let's just say this. Anytime we talk about anybody getting decent treatment, Owen Schroyer said, hey, I'm getting treated well. Thanks to all the listeners. He called out to a family member who recorded it, put it on Twitter. They put him in solitary confinement for the rest of his stay in Louisiana for just saying, hey, I'm great, love everybody, love Jesus, really positive, didn't criticize even the government. They said, well, you're not allowed to call out and have it be on the air. Well, we checked the law, that's not even the case. He wasn't on air with the call either. He was just calling out, and then a family member recorded it and put his message out to the public. So it's pure persecution, but since we talked about it, and you talked about it, and since Congress is aware of it, and since Congressman Biggs, no relation, is the head of the committee that's over the Bureau of Prisons, reportedly put calls in about an hour after my show, and I was told you talked about it, I believe. After this all came out, they basically instantly came and stopped the torture that's been going on ever since he was convicted a month and a half, 2 months ago. So this is what they want to do to everybody. This is what they did, of course, to the first big Trump guy that they were able to convict, who was, you know, the head of the Trump campaign. They did that to him. They tortured the hell out of him until he was in a wheelchair. And so this is real totalitarian North Korea style stuff, and they're scaling it up. And this is the key that the lawyer learned from the prison. He was able to even talk to the warden. They said, look, we're given a terrorism designation with these people, and then this is how they're treated, basically. But I've read it, and I know Jack Posobiec, I think, worked at Guantanamo, and I've seen documentaries about it. They get special diets. They're basically pampered at Guantanamo, unless they're taken to the smaller CIA bases there and quote, MK-Ultra, or tortured. But Al-Qaeda and Taliban are treated better than U.S. veterans who shook a fence here in America. So I want to thank the viewers and listeners of the War Room. I want to thank everybody for really caring about the J6ers, because they are setting the precedent for the rest of us, and we've got to stand together, hang together, or hang separate.
Well, everybody that's doing that, and every operative that's doing that, every employee is going to understand high noon on the 20th of January in the year of our Lord 2025, there's a new sheriff in town, and everyone will be held accountable for their actions, and we're not going to accept, I was just taking orders. It will not be good enough. Alex, how do people get to your show that they're trying to ban? How do they get to your social media? How do they get to InfoWars?
Well, thank you, Steve. I'm a fighter. And I don't like to have to give people bad news, but it's also my job to do it. I am personally $2 million upside down. I've got a small lake house I'm selling. It's up for sale. That won't even, after that sells, I'll be $2 million in the hole. And I'm not complaining. The bankruptcy lawyers coming after me in the Democratic Party, literally the Democrat Party law firms, have spent $25 million in the last year trying to shut me down. They spent over $30 million before that in the last 5 years with all their lawfare. They haven't done it. Free Speech Systems is operating, staying on air. InfoWars has enough money to barely operate. I personally am upside down. I would ask your listeners to keep me in the fight, to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy that's a fundraiser. That's why it's got markup on it. Of The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. It breaks down the Great Reset, how to stop them, or says number one on Amazon. But I need support. I'll never give up. I'll never give in. But I could give out, because the federal court has ordered me to pay half the legal fees of Free Speech Systems. And so I got an $8 million donation from some anonymous person 2 years ago, put 98% of it, and they didn't believe me. So they did federal audits, IRS, the federal judge sent in three auditing firms, made me pay $500,000 in the last year and a half of bankruptcy to prove I told the total truth. A, I'm not a liar. I'm a straight shooter. And B, they'll put me in prison if I dot an I wrong. So I put everything I've got. I'm selling my car, and I guess I'm going to I think my uncle's going to give me one of his old cars. Great. I love a 15-year-old F-150. I'm not about money. It's a badge of honor to be in this fight. But, folks, I need support. I need prayer, because they pushed me financially to the wall. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a copy of The Great Reset, my last book, and The Great Awakening. The last one went to number one. This book's doing okay, but it was our ace in the hole to hopefully be able to keep operating. We're about to actually end the bankruptcy and win it. A lot of things have happened I can't get to behind the scenes, but we finally run them up against the wall. Wow. But like any war or any heavyweight boxing match, it's so close, folks. So I hate to come on here and beg, but I think I've delivered the fight, so I really need support. And I'm at InfoWars.com/show.
Great Awakening. Forward by Stephen K. Bannon. Alex, we'll have you back on to go through more details of that. Thank you very much. Godspeed. This audience will have you back.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.